Hello, my dear electrode colleagues. Today I decided to present you a cheap Chinese voltmeter and ammeter in one neat panel housing. The purchase cost is about PLN 6. I decided to take this step due to the fact that in a certain thread on the forum, there is a discussion about the accuracy of measurements of this type of meters. Gentlemen, they are shouting over each other with arguments, but somehow no one has checked the reality. Even if he did, he didn't show the results. Let's start with what the manufacturer says, because we must have a reference point. 1. Of course, high quality is in the first place. 2. Next, this, let's call it conventionally and for the purposes of this article, multimeter, prides itself on measuring voltage in the range of 0 to 100 volts DC. 3. The ammeter should indicate correctly in the range of 1 to 10 amps, which the seller clearly indicates and asks not to leave negative reviews due to inaccuracies in the range of less than 1 ampere. The fact that the ammeter is already activated at 0.01 amp, but its indications in the range of up to 1 ampere do not match the real ammeter. However, in the case of my copy, the indications above 1 ampere were also not very accurate. Sequentially 200 milliamps, 250 milliamps, and 300 milliamps. As you can see, it lies on average by 20 milliamps. Now, 500 milliamps, 750 milliamps, and 1000 milliamps, we can see that it distorts even more, because in the first two cases by 0.03 amp, and in the last one even by 0.04 amp, as you can see, at higher currents, it is better, but still not very precise. It's just that this is the state after taking it out of the package, and yet we have two tiny peers for regulation. After that, it turns out that in the lower ranges, it can be quite accurate. I noticed that a large number of users have problems connecting this device. It is actually very simple. Just take a look at the diagram below. Image source. The voltmeter has the advantage that it can be powered from the measured voltage if it is not lower than 4 volt. If you want to measure lower voltages, you should supply power from an external source. For example, a 6F22 battery, a bad idea in the case of two, even small LED displays, or a power supply, e.g., plug 5 to 30 volts DC with a minimum capacity of 100 milliamps. Please note that this ammeter works one way only. Reverse connection will short-circuit the output of the multimeter power supply system. In such a situation, if the power supply system is not protected, it may be dismal. I believe that for such money, this measure is worth attention. After a child's play of calibration, the results on the display can exactly match the indications of a real voltmeter, for which you have to pay at least 10 times as much, even in the range of less than 1 ampere, as shown in the pictures above. Best regards, CMS.